listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. Get ready to pay more on your power bills if you're on a default market offer, with the regulator announcing rises of up to 24% for South Australia. Shadow Energy Minister Stephen Patterson says it could be a chilly winter for those already struggling to pay their bills unless the government's got some help coming in next month's state budget.
This hydrogen power plant won't deliver cheap electricity bills for struggling South Australian households, and they really need help now. This increase of up to 24% from July is really going to put pressure on household budgets.
A reminder from the local government minister, keep in touch with your local council. With many districts and shires currently drafting budgets, we're being urged to have our say. Minister Jeff Brock says councillors are elected to represent their communities, so head to a budget meeting.
I encourage people to attend those meetings and then look at what your community is doing for the next forthcoming year and your rate increases or decreases or whatever it may be, and to actually then ask questions.
And Keith Health Services will be improving as the district hospital joins SA Health. More sustainable health and aged care services will be made available. To help the community access the much-needed primary care, the service will integrate a paramedic, nurse practitioner and additional allied health roles. The state government will pour close to $10 million into the upgrades. The SE Voice reports the Limestone Coast Local Health Network will be managing Keith and district healthcare. Taking a look at some sport now, retaining juniors is important to Millicent Club president Joel Redman should the Cowrie Narracourt Tatiara Football and Netball League absorb the Western Border League. Mr. Redman is a part of the Sandful Working Party looking to merge the two leagues, but he's concerned by the extra travel distance required for a joint competition. Telling the SE Voice, extra travel time could discourage parents and reduce junior participation.